fans, to the show that never ends. This is Wayback Playback, episode number 303, as this week we bring you the conclusion of ECW One Night Stand 2005. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil, joined by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, Jim Valley. Jim, are you ready to hop in the Wayback Machine and return to the Hammerstein Ballroom so Paul Heyman can tell us the only reason we have this gig is because Conrad doesn't work Sundays?
One last time. Let's do it with feeling.
All right. Let's see. Few notes for you. Patreon.com/WaybackPlayback. That's where you get all the bonus material. And you can subscribe for as little as $4.50 a month and get access to our vast archives, which are getting vaster as we go, and bonus material. And, Jim, we have charted in yet another nation. We're spreading around the world like some sort of communicable disease thingy. It's really amazing. So this week we are between Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Chartable. We are on the charts in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, France, Brazil, and wait for it, India. That's right. We according to Chartable, this is the 670th most listened to podcast in the nation of India. How you doing, y'all?
That's great. You know, India, apparently, very big consumer of WWE online content. So The fact that we're in India, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. We're definitely honored. And if you're listening from, and welcome to those of you who have joined us from India. Once again, parental discretion is advised. Not for anything we're going to say, but for the actual ECW reunion show that we're watching here. There's foul language on it. All right, now for... We might get to some of this later, but here's the part where we give the wrestling media's reviews of ECW One Night Stand 2005. Are you ready for this, Jim?
I remember these.
You do? Wow. Yeah. Okay. Dave Meltzer gave Masato Tanaka versus Mike Awesome 4.5 stars. Rey Mysterio versus Psychosis and the three-way dance each get 2.5 stars as the worst matches on the show, which is very complimentary, I'm going to say. Let's see. I don't have the Observer from 2005, but the star ratings are up online. You can find them. Brian Alvarez in Figure 4 Online gave Tanaka versus Awesome 4.5 stars. Sabu versus Rhino 2.5 stars. His review in Figure 4 newsletter said, "Well, that was a hell of a lot of fun." So that's pretty great. Meanwhile, over at the Wacky Pro Wrestling Torch, Wade Keller gave the main event 3.75 stars. It was his favorite match on the show. Rey versus Psychosis got 2 stars as the worst match of the show. And, you ready for the Torch columnist show reviews?
This is what I came for.
Yes, okay. We'll do it for you briefly. Jason Powell gave the show 10 out of 10. James Gutman gave the show 9.5. Bruce Mitchell gave the show a 10. Wade Keller gave the show a 9, and this goof named Pat McNeil gave the show a 6.5. So, yeah.
I would say you're the closest to accurate. I think, surprisingly, you're the one that history, I think, the best. Yeah. Bruce Mitchell, the first.
Something like that, I guess. And yeah, I know you're struggling this week, Jim. But you're gutting it out to do this show for us, and we're very honored. Let's see. Okay, so let's see. We might go into some of that later. I think one of the lines from my review said, "What does this show say about WWE? The United States never put on a Confederate States reunion show featuring Confederate soldiers beating the crap out of General Sherman." Well, and there you go. All right, so. So we'll talk about somebody who always. Who is always prepared and never has to do things like this. He's prepared to take care of your animals day or night throughout any season, winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you have to do is call Ken of Ken and Tex Pet Care of Bangor, Maine, Jim.
Yes, Ken, the best. Just the best. If you've been listening at all, one, sorry.
Yes.
Two, you know that Ken is the greatest. He is a guy who cares about his animals. He has lived the American dream. Literally, Ken had a regular 9-to-5 job. He was very successful and relatively happy. And then one day he woke up and just realized that he had a passion for animals. and he took a risk and went out and started Ken and Tech and his pet care.
Yeah.
And he is hugely successful. He's financially successful. He's emotionally successful, and he's fulfilled. I mean, you have to admire that. And not only that, but he now, thanks to all the clients who love him so much, has the world's largest collection of Oreos, because they all give them to him all of the time. He's got this bunker filled with Oreos. It's amazing. He could build a house made of nothing but shortening and sugar. That's how much they love him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's affordable. We've talked about that, you know. We've talked about how he's got all kinds of different training that he's updating constantly. Licensed, bonded, insured. I think he's already had his warmings done this year, just himself alone. So just, as the summer months come up, are you done logging in yet? I'm trying to fill time.
Yes, I am, actually. But yeah, good.
Okay, then go ahead and jump in.
Okay, yes. So don't forget, a valuable member of the Banger Man community. As we return to normal, there's nothing more normal than getting your pet taken care of when you're not able to. So Ken and Tech's Pet Care of Banger Man, KENANDTEK.com. For the website, or check out Ken and Tech on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and check out the wonderful pictures Ken takes of the dogs and cats he loves and other animals. Jim, we are presently at 1 hour, 42 minutes and 52 seconds. We have the shot of Mick Foley and Joey Styles in front of the giant ECW banner, and I think we are. You're there, and I'm there, and our listeners are there. So if you're ready, we're going to hit play together in 3, 2, 1, and we're back. And yeah, if you missed, if you just left us last week, referee Jim Molyneux may be dead.
How would you know if either of these two had quarantine there? They just, Joey Styles just shaves his head. Mick Foley does nothing. You'd never know.
Mick Foley always seems to have quarantine hair.
So. Quarantine hair, quarantine t-shirts, quarantine sweatpants.
This guy is prepared.
Yeah, he's been dressing like this for, 20 years.
At least.
Yeah.
Now, the amazing thing, though, is we've got still an hour of show left to go, and there's only one scheduled match, and that's, that's of course, the main event. But, okay. Oh, hold on. We're getting music. This apparently is not on Joey's format sheet. I know, you're shocked.
But you can tell because he's looking at his notes. So.
Yes. And there's the ECW music. Okay, and there's the smoke. And there is a... What? Okay.
Did someone put Dan Severn in the dryer?
I don't know. This is kind of odd. Bob Ortiz, the ring announcer. The ring announcer gets his own entrance. And there's Paul Heyman.
Clothes that don't fit him anymore.
Yeah, well, they didn't fit all that great when he wore them then either, but yeah. But this time he's wearing the jacket over a shirt and tie.
Now, is that a business baseball cap?
Yes, it is. That's an ECW business baseball cap.
Yeah. We've gone from carrying a fake phone to now wearing fake headphones. That's the gimmick?
I think so. They might be. I mean, they. Yeah, I don't think they would have let him take the real headphones out there. So. And that must have been an interesting time in the gorilla position with Paul Heyman and Vince McMahon together.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. And Paul Heyman soaks it in. 2,500 people. Going, where the hell were you guys when I was going out of business and losing my family's money?
Right?
Yeah.
But I sold it into McMahon, so I made money and screwed all the boys.
Yep, that's right. Well, he got all these boys this gig here. A pay-per-view where they got paid pretty
less than expected.
Well, they got paid. Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Paul. All right. Wow, I haven't seen that many white people since the last Proud Boys meeting. That's amazing. Okay, anyway.
I like that he's wearing the same leather jacket as David and Lana from 90 Day Fiancé.
That's a nice touch. He's always a fashion trendsetter. Okay. All right. ECW Forever. Well, not quite. Yes. Yeah, he's not crying. Yeah. He's not emotional. Because, you know, Paul Heyman never gets emotional, Jim.
No.
He's out here because he has 15 minutes to kill. Yeah.
Pretty much. Jacket, it's got to be so hot.
Yeah. Hey. So now it's the credits. He's putting over all of his guys, including Todd Gordon, who tried to screw him.
Did he buy that jacket at Brian Knobb's yard sale?
You would think, yeah. Well, I thought Brian Knobb's jackets all had those little paint, you know, smears on them.
Maybe this is what he's going to and didn't get around.
Okay. Paul's just warming up, as many fans would know. Paul was going to take the high road. Nobody wants him to take the high road.
No. Nobody likes high roads.
Nope. And he decides to go after his real enemy, JBL. Yeah. Oh, Eric Bischoff, excuse me. Yeah. Right. They never worked together. Really? Well, actually, I guess they kind of did over the past couple of years, yeah. Right. Keep it classy, kids. Oh, I forgot to mention this, Jim, but when they did their Extreme Heat show, which was basically, Cole and Jonathan Coachman did the introduction from inside the Hammerstein Ballroom, and were immediately greeted on MTV with a loud chant of "Shut the F up," just to let you know what kind of evening it would be.
Setting a tone.
Yes. There's Edge, and the crowd chants, "You screwed Matt." Well, technically, Matt was not the one he screwed.
It's funny because he'd be the hero of next year's show.
Yeah. Oh, well. A hero of it, yeah. He has two words for you, Matt freaking Hardy.
Of course, I'm just taking a drink and does a spit take, yeah.
And of course, immediately points out that was three words.
Because this is all random and not produced at all.
Right. We want Matt. No, Matt's not here tonight, folks. As far as we know. Oh, good. Mr. Shoe Promo. Right.
Yeah. Like JBL's riding jacks that are bouncing.
Yes. Very nice. Yeah.
That is a great line.
It is a great line, yes.
Many, many levels.
Yep. Got him right where it hurts. Yeah. And he's pretending to be Fred Sanford. He's doing...
Okay. It's a very creative, very funny line. That person came up with a ball or whatever. Yep. That's a problem.
And yes, he did drop an F-bomb there. I know you're shocked. Yeah, there was a lot of heat after the show on Kevin Dunn, who was the guy who sent this to the pay-per-view companies with a TV-14 rating. Like, Kevin, what were you thinking, man? All right, here we go. And that's that. Yes. And there's Paul Heyman and his ponytail and the skullet, yeah.
We got revenge on all the promos that all the heels cut earlier in the show.
Right. And in the weeks before the show. So. Okay. All right. Now that that's over with, let's get to the main event. Here they come. The multi-time tag team champions of everywhere. Bubba Ray and Devon, the Dudley Boys. Yes. And at this point, they've actually, I think at this point, they've actually headlined a WWE pay-per-view. Yep.
Yes. Is this their last appearance?
We're pretty close, time? Aren't we?
I think it's their last one.
Yeah, for a while, yeah.
Like as full-timers, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what a way to go out.
Yeah, no, it's, dude, going on top. Mm-hmm. It all comes full circle.
And they'd disappear from pro wrestling entirely, or at least they'd go to TNA. So.
Right. Is it true now that the former owner of TNA, we just have to call her Carter?
Yeah, that's what she is. Yes.
Okay.
You can call her Southern Carter if you want to.
So you call okay Southern Carter.
Southern Carter, yes.
Okay, just checking.
Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. Yay. Okay. They're ECW guys. Okay. Now I don't know why JBL's so surprised. He knew the Dudleys were in ECW. And they're coming out to their WWE music. Oh, hold on. All right, and the knockoff of Man in the Box by Alice in Chains. You know that's the sound of Tommy Dreamer. Okay. This is the biggest moment in Tommy Dreamer's life, according to Mick Foley. I think the biggest moment was finally getting that check from WWE to make up for all the money that Heyman owed him. But...
Probably.
Yeah.
God.
Okay, now.
Devon's jacked.
Yeah. All right, now, guys, I hate to say that we're going to have to do something here, and I know this is going to be annoying, but work with me here. This part is important. We want to get the best of this pay-per-view happening. All right, Tommy Dreamer flips him off, and... yes. You got the fist, and I think right about 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Hold on. No, almost. We're going to have to hit pause here in a moment, and I'll explain why. Because if we don't, hit pause now. I've got it at 154.41, and we're going to keep it there. Because if we go ahead and do this and continue with the WWE Network version of this, we'll miss one of the best parts of the show. So I want everybody to go to their browser, go look on Google Video or DuckDuckGo or any fine search engine. Type in or just go to Vimeo. I've got the Vimeo app open in my Roku. And you can type in Sandman Entrance ECW, and I think we're going to get there. And we're going to get in the same place at the same time. Where is it? Vimeo. Okay, here we go. Jim, you're with me on this? Okay, here we go. Yep, I'm sorry, but it has to be done, folks. Okay, because there are some things you need to get the experience of watching this show for the first time. Okay, so and I forgot that on Roku I actually have to type it in like one letter at a time, kind of like I'm on the WWE app, ironically enough. So Jim understands what a pain this is, but yeah. Okay. Here we go. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Come on. Here we go. The little app that could here is getting us there. And okay. I think there's two versions of it on Vimeo. So okay, and we do not want the Virginia Tech football version. Okay, best entrance ever in ECW history. I'm going to go with the top one here. Okay, so I'm going to hit play, and we just get... Okay, I'm going to get to the point here. Tommy. Okay, there we go. All right. So I'm at 4 seconds in on the top one on video. It's right where the first chords of Enter Sandman have started. Okay, so Jim, get to wherever that is.
Yeah, I think I'm there.
All right, everybody, hit play together in 3, 2, 1, and trust me on this. There we go. So the fans are thrilled because after all the knockoff music, they paid for Enter Sandman by Metallica, which is one of the best entrance songs of all time. Even if you're not a fan of James Fullington. Yep.
Well, and you know, this got him over in freaking WWE. This is WWE they paid for it.
Oh, yeah.
What is this song?
You have to think that some of the WWE people were kind of shocked to see this sort of ovation for Sandman.
Right.
Yeah.
Man's taking the Kendo's ticket.
I mean, now, I've actually been at an indie show where he did his entrance, and it was, you know, it was nice and cool, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and Mick Foley talks about his lengthy history with Sandman and ECW. We've seen at least one or two of those matches here on Wayback Playback. Oh, yeah, and the crowd is singing the song. So just enjoy.
You know, it's amazing that Sandman was, you know, you saw just a dark side of the ring. With Herb Abrams, Sandman was kind of a sunny beach character at first.
Yeah.
The Sandman. And this is what
Well, somebody's got that. Got a not so nice sign about Sandman there. We've talked about the walk-in brawl. This is sort of the walk-in entrance, or walk-in beer bash, or whatever you want to call it.
I mean, a lot of wrestlers have had amazing entrances. I guess maybe the Undertaker.
Yep.
Got to consider this. I mean, who was at an entrance like this that could go on and be sustained for this long?
Yeah. At least as long as the song's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey. Is that guy wearing a Scarface shirt? T-shirt? Oh, jeez. I think he is.
Standing on the railing. See, people are holding him, too.
Well, yeah. He has surprisingly good balance for a guy his size, but yeah.
Yeah, Sandman doesn't look like he leaned up for this match.
No, I don't think he did.
No.
I think Sandman went and got extra potato salad and macaroni salad to train for this match. And beer.
But oh yeah, I've got a match.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, nice to see you. Okay. All right.
He's celebrating like he's with the Chicago Bulls.
Yes. That's right. Oh, here we go. Oh, hey. I want to say that's, yeah.
Clearly she knew it was coming.
Yeah, this is a plant, and Elektra is a plant, too, by the way. Former ECW, former ECW alum, Joey Styles calls. Let's go with that. Hey. Yes, by the way, This will be covered in subsequent posts on the Speaking Out hashtag, I'm sure. No, it won't be because these were pre-planned spots.
Not that there shouldn't be things in ECW that couldn't be covered, but
yeah.
Those do not.
Yes.
Well, or those four, whatever.
Most of the things that can't be covered involve the Travelodge, so. Yeah. And there are questions that you can send to the mailbag at Joel Gertner's podcast. Okay. Yeah. And JBL's having the time of his life, I can tell.
Oh, God, yeah.
But it's perfect. You have only the heels showing up to be, from WWE. Nobody who, you don't want them. You don't want them booing John Cena or Dave Bautista. That's next year.
Right.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Yes, the Sandman did get himself tattooed on his arm, and yes, the Sandman tattoo is busted open.
Yeah, that's the cover of like the ECW music, isn't it?
Oh yeah, one of them. Yeah, there were like two ECW music CDs.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. John Finnegan, your referee. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. There we go. Oh, okay. Stop. I'm sorry. Stop. Okay. Now we got to go back to the. Now we got to go back to the WWE version. I'm sorry, I got carried away. Can you forgive me, Jim?
You got wrapped up in it.
Jim can forgive me though. All right, let's go back to the WWE app. Wait for it to take forever to open up, but I think that was worth it. Oh, and cool. And I'm gonna say I watched the WWE edited version, and I mean, they did a very good job, but it's not the same thing. Okay, it's just not. All right, let's see. So we're about, I don't know. Go to about 2 hours, and I think we're going to get there. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, 2 hours and 1 second. How's that? Everybody rejoining us on the network?
Okay, guys, I'm just fast-forwarding. 2 hours and 1 second.
Yeah, 2 hours and 1 second. That's easy enough. All right. And we're going to, Okay, so when you're ready, let me know. Everybody else can get there.
So they just not play the music on the network? How did
they? They played the knockoff version of Sandman's music that they did on the ECW Odd Sci-Fi show.
All right, so I'm at 2 hours, 1 second.
Yeah.
Molyneux is pointing at Bubba Ray.
That's right. Okay, everybody hitting play in 3, 2, 1. And here we go. Yeah, I mean it's a good knockoff. It just sort of ruins the vibe. It's not the same thing. Here we go. Okay. All right. And here we go. There, fist bumps. Yes, the code of honor is being followed, Jim.
Jeez, look at Devon's traps.
Oh gosh, yeah, he's ready for TNA. What is... Yes, we have a run-in before the match starts. I am not making this up.
What? Music starts now? That never happens.
Yes, it's the Blue World Order. That is Big Stevie Cool, the Blue Guy, and Hollywood Supernova.
We're in that new retro video game.
Yeah. The Blue World Order.
I think everybody but the Dudleys are in that game. Maybe not Sandman, but everybody, like over half the people in this match are in the Retro Mania video game that's coming out.
How much is that going to cost, or do we know yet?
$30, something like that. I think it's a download.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. It's the successor to WrestleFest. They bought the rights.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the exact same style. I know. It's a great idea.
Could be cool. We'll see.
No. Yeah, so Stevie and Blue Meanie started coming out as different WWF and WCW gimmicks over the months leading up to that, and finally they got to the Blue World Order and they stuck with it.
They did Kiss.
They did the best one. Yeah, my favorite one was when they came out as Kiss. That was and lip synced Rock and Roll All Night for about 90 seconds. Okay.
I believe they're taking over.
Yeah. Okay. BWO chance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now Stevie had been injured. He had suffered a throat injury, if I remember, and but he did get to make it back for this. The pop has ended at this point.
Yeah.
So it's time to. Three words for you. Over. Okay. Well, that was nice. Oh my goodness. Nope. And we're underway, maybe. The BWO are helping the Dudleys. Oh, hold on. More run-ins. Kid Cash! Yes. Kid Cash, he quit his job for that.
Wow.
Well, no, he did stay with the company past that. Axel and Balls! Axel Rout and the late Balls Mahoney. Looking incredibly healthy. Well, yeah. Axel Rotten looks unhealthy for Axel Rotten.
Yeah, I'm kidding, huh? Mm-hmm. Balls Mahoney stuck around and did well in WWE.
Yeah.
Much more than people expected. He was kind of one of the surprises.
Yeah, he was a hit.
He lasted much longer than people expected. Yeah.
Okay.
Good for him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. The Chair Swinging Freaks, I believe, is their team name. Poor Simon Diamond. Ugh.
Simon Dean,
that's right. Sorry.
Yep. I didn't mind Balls Mahoney. Axel Rotten.
Yeah.
Never a fan.
No.
When he was back, he didn't.
Yeah, he was. Never liked him. Yeah, I know there are people who were around Axel in the Maryland era who loved the guy, and I just never, you know. And they say he was a great guy before the drugs got to him, but I never saw him at a time when the drugs hadn't gotten to him. So, oh, John Finnegan, springboard for their Kid Cash dive. He was Kid Cash because they had him do it because Paul had him doing a Kid Rock gimmick in 2000. That was it. All right, up and. Unlike ECW, the replay is queued and ready to go right away. Okay, here we go. Up, let's get to Plunda.
I mean, from a production standpoint, this is the best-looking ECW show ever.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it should be.
Right. Okay, so everybody is brawled the heck out of here. All the extras. Oh, we've got the bells rung. And Tommy Dreamer has a cheese grater. And this is not going to be Gouda.
No. Were you going to get a bowling ball to the crotch, too?
I don't know. Yeah. Apparently, fans actually brought weapons, like it was the old ECW Arena or the Manhattan Center, and WWE confiscated all of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can tell these are much cleaner.
Right.
WWE wisely so.
Mm-hmm. WWE decided to provide a tetanus-free environment for the ECW performers.
Back when WWE cared about the health of their performers.
Well, somewhat, ish.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever did.
Okay. Oh, there we go. We'll give the people what they want.
Mario Batali tells me that's too much forehead to use.
Yeah,
he says that's way too much.
Okay.
On Food Network, he goes, whoa, Jim, easy on the Tommy Dreamer there.
That's right.
Much Dreamer forehead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed. Okay, here we go. Up. Fistify. And we're going to go up here. No! All right, so now we begin the match in earnest.
When you're bringing out the cheese grater, the backsplash that you miss, the senton you miss, is not going to get a big pop.
No, I guess not. Up, oh, very nice. Double-team neckbreaker.
not exactly the 3D, but you'd think it had the same effect.
Well, it's one of their setup moves for the 3D. Dreamer with the ladder spin. Whoa. Tommy's lost a little off that ladder spin in the past few years.
Yeah, that was a little clumsy, but there it was.
You get the idea, folks.
Yeah. Playing the hits.
Yep. All right. Up. And let's get the grater.
Jeez, where are we at? Olive Garden?
Yeah, I know. Ah. Oh. No, you know, Kevin Dunn's going, no, don't go in for close-ups. What are you, an idiot? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, up. Oh, we got the tinfoil trash can. And then Devon goes, well, that was much better, yeah. All right. Oh.
Open cut and a beer to the forehead. That's got to feel good.
Yeah. Mm. They call that the back teen, I believe. Oh, two. Only two. Oh. Oh. Okay. That's stiffer than your average cookie sheet shot. Here we go. It's Sandman and Devon and yep. Oh,
is R-Truth going to come out and win the 24/7 title here?
Yeah, that. Well, and then the ninjas are going to show up. Yeah,
I'm waiting for a giant ninja.
Mm-hmm. Not enough. I always thought ECW needed more giant ninjas.
Who doesn't?
Right. Okay. Oh, and there we go. And they have the concussions now. Concussions, you got plenty of those. Mm-hmm. All right. Fans are impressed with the concussions. Okay. Yeah, Chris Nowinski, not a big fan of this match, by the way.
No. By the way, there's George Napolitano down there taking pictures.
Yay! Oh, it's good to see George.
He should be, like, on the network. They should have him be...
Yeah,
like a Bill Curtis, like the legend who talks about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I do programming with him, you know, talking over stuff, watch along, or
right.
Little history moments before he gets in, before they go into, like, long-form stuff. God, he'd be a great asset to have.
Mm-hmm. Probably talking about missed opportunities with the network is just going to be too painful.
A lot to cover.
Yes. But hey, they finally are wrapping up that 1989 run of primetime wrestling. So, oh, here we go. Spinning toe hold time. Yep. Yes, we're all about the technical wrestling here. Oh, figure four time.
Sandman applying a figure four we haven't seen since Hulk Hogan and Arn Anderson.
Oh, here we go, and. There we are. The Impact players have shown up. Lance Storm and Just Incredible. And they brought some barbed wire. As one does.
A little barbed wire.
It's more of a housewarming present, you know, if you're an ECW.
Where
did
you get that? 69?
Yes. Good grief. Uh-oh. Oh, look, it's Francine. Hi, Francine. She looks great. Yep.
She looks fantastic.
Yep, she does. Up, 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 and there it is. And Mrs. Tommy Dreamer, a.k.a. Beulah McGillicuddy, a.k.a. Teresa Hayes. Yay. And this is all done so Joey Styles could scream catfight at the top of his lungs.
This is what people wanted. It's what they remember.
Yep. Oh.
Play the hits.
Oh, no. They're going to beat up Beulah McGillicuddy. That never happens. Oh! Oh, no. Storm accidentally hit. Oh, there we go. Right in the utes. All right. Okay, so that's... Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need a nice big sloppy kiss right now. Oh.
Mom and Dad, stop it. You're embarrassing us.
Yeah, I know.
You know, their kids are like, Mom, you're so embarrassing.
Yeah, come on.
You guys are so stupid. You guys aren't cool. You guys are the worst.
Yeah.
The ring, you're embarrassing us.
Oh, well, Beulah did not score the pin in this match.
Dad, just stop with the bleeding already.
Come on.
Knock it off.
Come on, the other kids are going to show up.
Yeah. Why can't you do something cool like Fortnite?
Mm-hmm. He's hardcore. But he's hardcore.
If he is.
Oh, here we go. Oh, well, a for sale sign to the chair. They did the West, Dudley's West Up spot, sort of. Except, oh, there we go. All right.
Because they use the chairs on the... Now they're going to use the kendo stick.
Okay, use the kendo stick.
Each other's weapons. And now it's time you get the tables.
We got the tables.
Hey, wait a second. D-Von didn't get the tables. Bubba got them for once.
Well, you know, that's good. We got some equality here.
Yeah, you want that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yay. They're chanting for tables. They're chanting for flaming tables, I believe. Oh, well, too late now. Oh, only two. Sandman kicks out.
That should be all.
Yes,
it
should.
But it never is.
Yes, there was a legendary Sandman Cactus Jack match that ran, like, I think 8 minutes longer than it was supposed to because Sandman was knocked unconscious and kept kicking out when, you know, instead of just laying down for the finish. Yeah. Oh, wacky ECW. Here we go. Another table? Don't mind if I do. Mm-hmm. Had so much... Oh, look, here it is. Little Spike Dudley. Matt Hyson, yes.
I mean, they're bringing out everybody that matters.
So according to a shoot interview, apparently Spike Dudley at one point asked Vince McMahon if he had any weed. I don't know whether Vince... I don't remember what Vince answered, but... Vince was probably like, Spike, be cool. Got the network people here.
I bet Vince didn't understand the irrelevance of little Spike Dudley LSD.
Mm. Well, you would think somebody would have explained it to him.
Or the 420, or who knows.
He might have, I don't know. Yeah, there was, I had the embarrassment about 10 years ago of having to explain to my father, what that 420 on the side of that vacant building mean? Well, Dad, so, yeah. There we go, flaming table. And really, you know, you don't want your Tommy Dreamer shade over medium rare, though.
No, you don't. Dad's in the barbecues.
And that's the and mercifully, that's the finish.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. The night's not over. The match is, though. All right, outside and outside interference, the Dudleys win. Yep. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You know. Yeah, and I believe his TNA name was Brother Runt. That's right.
Well, I know the Dudleys wanted to be the Deadly Boys, and
that was
too close.
Yeah, that wasn't going to work. Oh, it's Beulah McGillicuddy again.
Why are they bullying that real estate agent?
I don't know. Oh, Sandman with a save. Good job, Sandman. Yep. I mean, she was going to show them a rent-controlled place, too.
Yeah, you'd think in New York, by the Friends Hotel, or the Friends Apartment.
Oh, Tommy Dreamer's down. He needs a beer. Please, he needs a beer, stat.
It's like ECW spinach.
Yes. Oh, well, the beer man's coming.
Who else has beer?
Yeah, and he's a former, and believe it or not, he's a former ECW wrestler.
You know, it's remarkable.
And he's wearing a Las Vegas Outlaws jersey from the XFL.
Well, it's going to take off one of these days, Pat.
I've still got mine.
Company man.
Yep. I'm
what, You can wear the XFL jersey and people still cheer him because he's that big of a star.
That's right.
Rey Mysterio, too much like WWE, gets booed. Steve Austin, F you, I'm Steve Austin.
That's it. Hey, I'm going to be ready for that XFL revival in 2040 that Shane McMahon does.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so funny. There's a picture. It's on Milliken.
Yeah.
Milliken's page with his belt, and it's got Steve Austin carrying the TV title that he carried, and it's so weird to see this Steve Austin carry it.
Yeah.
You know, not blonde Steve Austin with Genie the valet. It's weird, you know, on Dave Milliken's page, but
right.
You know, he's done a lot in his career, including ECW. So
oh, yeah.
This makes sense.
It does. Time for a beer, ECW beer bash. Oh, that's nice. A nice, nice TV-14 beer bash here. All the ECW guys, and where's Mark Eaton? Somebody's got to throw Austin the beers.
Are you Whipwreck?
Super Crazy, yeah. Tajiri.
Jerry.
And somewhere there's got to be a random indie guy just wandering. You know?
Oh.
If well, that you would think. Tony Mamaluke. Yeah, no, these are all ECW guys. Roadkill? Is that Roadkill? Yeah. Axel yeah. Balls and Rhino. Everybody else who couldn't get on the show is going to be here, too. Yeah. C.W. Anderson. All right.
Who just retired.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He just retired. He vacated okay. the AML belt.
Oh, well.
Your neck of the woods.
Yeah, coronavirus. Yeah. Well, sorry, CW. We might get wrestling back one of these days. Who knows? All right. There they are. Yeah, even the Dudleys will be allowed back in. Gary the Pitbull Wolf is in there. Everybody wants a day. Everybody wants a beer. Johnny Swinger. Yeah. Oh, but he came out here to see a fight.
A damn fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Hmm.
Johnny Swinger, the thing that's in TNA, it's so funny right now.
Yeah. And they're chanting what for Steve Austin, all these WWE haters? Hey, there we go. A giant show ending brawl. What could possibly go wrong, Jim?
That's one of those memorable moments that people still talk about.
Oh yeah.
Like Meanie started a podcast, and again, one of the first things he talked about.
Well, that's what people ask. I mean, that's what people are going to ask him about.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. We got a chair.
I mean. There's one person that's going to be able to be allowed to call out the WWE heel locker room. It's this guy.
Right.
He's got the star power.
Yes, and...
They're not going to allow, you know, an ECW star to do that or somebody who's lower in the pecking order. You know, it's got to be somebody big. And
right.
Steve Austin's the only one who fits the bill.
Yep. Yep. All right, here we go. Yep. What? A lot of posturing here. Okay, now the Raw guys have moved down to the SmackDown box, and so they can all come down together. Yeah. Yep. So he says if they don't come down, he's gonna climb up and get them. Yeah. Oh, look, Vladimir. Yeah.
Look at that look on Steve Austin's face. So convincing. It's so good.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Oh, and Eric Bischoff leading the way, as of course he would.
Yep. And Steve was there as the extreme superstar for a cup of coffee.
Right. And did a great job. Yeah, that was part of the sell job to get WWE to where WWE was interested in him. I would think they would have been interested in him anyway, but
yeah.
Here we go. Eric Bischoff's like, "Come on, guys, go get him." Hey. Now this is this is the invasion angle they should have done in 2001. Good grief.
God bless ECW, but in real life, I don't want Kurt Angle and William Regal coming down there looking for me.
Oh, God, no. Tomko, yeah, no, yeah, no thanks. Jeez. They just started chanting, "We want Taz," and guess who shows up?
I mean, the surprises with the right people at the right time are so perfect. Where they put the show together, knowing what the crowd would want, what the crowd would ask for,
right,
and they deliver each time is really impressive.
Well, I mean, you can say what you will about Paul Heyman's booking, and I believe both you and I have on occasion gone over the things that maybe make Paul a little overrated, but he knew this crowd and what they wanted. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the timing of these things are perfect.
Yeah.
The planning and the expectation of what leading the audience to what they want,
right,
without knowing it and then giving it to them.
Yeah.
That's a talent. That's a gift here on this show.
Oh, Bischoff has joined them in the booth. There we go. Oh, Taz and Kurt Angle squaring off. And here we go. We're underway. Now watch JBL. Just watch JBL. Yeah, JBL said he was sucker punched from behind by Meanie. And I saw zero evidence of that.
Everybody here is working.
Except JBL.
And they should be. Yeah, I don't know if he's drunk or what, but yeah, that's...
Oh, and there he is. And finally, Taz gets to choke out Kurt Angle.
Yeah, Kurt Angle, who could take anybody in that ring he wanted to at any time. What a professional.
That's a callback to 2000 when, yeah.
Yeah. And the Royal Rumble.
When Taz came out, yeah.
And look who JBL is looking for, look who he's not looking for.
Right. Oh, he knows him.
Is he messing with Tracy Smothers? No. Yep.
No, nobody said JBL was stupid, okay?
Yeah.
And they're still fighting.
There's me in the corner.
I didn't want to pick a fight with Benoit, even if it's worked.
But I mean, even those people are like his coworkers. If somebody's not,
right now, yeah. Now there's Regal. Okay. There's Regal working with. Yeah, Blue Meanie is a crimson mask.
Yeah.
Al Snow's going, "What happened to you?" Yeah.
What was that? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and ACW has cleared the ring. Oh, there we go. Oh, look, yeah. Yeah, he's got Meanie's blood all over his sleeves. Okay. Okay. There we go. Okay. Austin's. All right. There we go.
I mean, it's a show. This is what we paid to see.
Well, you know, this is an original. You know, this is not original ECW because the ring hasn't broken yet. Yeah.
I like the look on the Bischoff's face. Like
what? You're not serious, Bischoff? Right? Yeah. Oh, Bischoff's tremendous performer.
Great performer.
Yeah. I was amazed that Bischoff turned out to be much better as a heel than he did as an announcer. And he wasn't that bad of an announcer, really. Okay, yeah, yes. Sandman looks drunk, yeah. Or concussed, okay. Who knows?
Okay, you get the talent. You don't want to have him be humiliated too badly.
And
get money. Get them out of there.
Right.
You use a character that can be humiliated and thoroughly defeated for the crowd.
And nobody jumps in to try and save Bischoff except for Coachman. That part, that detail I liked. Okay.
Nick only gets to do something?
Yep.
You know, limited capacity that he can do.
Right. I mean, you know that Mick Foley's banged up, but you figure, well, he could probably take Bischoff. Yeah. At least within the context of, you know, this universe.
Yeah. Space Invasion.
There we go. And Austin has JBL's cowboy hat on. Oh, good grief, Meanie. 3D! Yeah. And Eric Bischoff's going to take almost as many finishers as Enzo Amore did on that episode of 205 Live.
More finishers than Vince McMahon at a strip club.
Yep. Bingo. Benoit, of course.
But yeah, it's like you don't want to do this to a piece of talent.
Yeah.
You know, put the Bischoff. He's the perfect person.
Ah, come on, Eric. It'll be fun.
Well,
619. Well, of course.
He's not a wrestler. He can do this. This is a problem. This is a problem.
Yeah. He hasn't really had to do anything. Yeah. He's got to get up long enough to take a stunner, obviously.
This is what heels are supposed to do.
Right.
You have all the heat, you talk trash, building up the event, you show up,
and you take your whooping. Yep.
Yep, and then you get it in the end.
He said, "I bleeping hate ECW." Now that wasn't very nice. Surprise! Very good.
You know, all worked, all beautifully done.
Yep.
You know, professional, it's way to go.
Yeah, Eric earned his money.
Yep. With exception of JBL, everybody was a total pro with everything.
Right.
You know, Kurt Angle sold for Taz.
Yep,
the people, you know, the WWE talent, you know, backed down out of the ring.
Right.
Everybody was completely professional. I just want to point that out because obviously we will talk about it. Everybody talks about the meeting. They should, but there's a lot of professionalism on this show.
Yes, there is. And, yeah. And Meanie would get rewarded by a job with WWE and almost immediately a TV victory over JBL just to, you know.
Right.
Which is meant as some sort of payback. All right. So they're on the truck here, and
he could have sued them.
Yeah, he could have, which is why. But you know, he didn't want to do that, and they didn't want to be sued. So
he's a super nice guy. He and his wife, super cool. By the way, his wife, I've met her call for a rally. She's got, speaking of Mick Foley, she's got like a Mick Foley flannel like shirt that she wears.
Yeah,
it's got rivets that look like thumbtacks.
Ah,
on the back.
So very nice.
Like, yeah, it's a brilliant idea. Really brilliant. She's super cool too, but the Meanie could not be a nicer guy.
Okay, now we are still set to have Cauliflower Alley as far as you know, Jim.
As this recording is going, yes, but
okay.
There may be details forthcoming,
right,
of which I'm privileged. I just know that there may be something forthcoming.
Okay. The beer bash continues. Yay! And ECW returns for one night. And, yeah. To be continued, actually. I think it's fair to say that.
Yeah.
There we go. Sandman and Steve Austin in 2005. Yep. All right. There we go. That's it. That is a heck of a show. And, yep, a lot of fun. As many of you might have heard, we have started a Patreon for our little podcast. It is over on patreon.com/waybackplayback. And those of you who join up for a small fee, for as low as $4.50 a month, can get access to our archives, which right now feature a couple of hundred episodes in there. You can also get every week our episode will be uploaded beforehand on our Patreon, and it will be uploaded without advertisements, much like this very one. And I know many of you like that. And we're going to try to keep adding more stuff to it in the coming weeks. We want to thank Jason and Michael for being among the first, and Paul for being among the first to sign up and being early adapters. Jim?
And not only that, you'll get exclusive content like tasteful nudity because here at OnlyFans. Wait, what? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. This is not OnlyFans. This is Patreon. Okay.
Right.
Completely different. Sorry.
Right. That's okay.
Sorry,
all right, we'll restart it.
No
genitals whatsoever.
Never mind. Anyway, we're here on Patreon, and we're doing that, and it's just more of the stuff that you know and love and tell.
Yes. So, we've been adding bonus material, like we added our first bonus match last week, and people seem to enjoy it. We've also added this past week, people will finally get to listen to, from out of the vault, the 1998 Survivor Series episodes that we did, Jim, chronicling that massive event. Plus, up for the first time, I believe, is the Halloween Havoc 1991, featuring the Chamber of Horrors.
And we did Halloween Havoc 1991?
Yes, we did.
I'm just curious. That was the Chamber of Horrors, right?
Yes, it was.
I'm just checking on that.
And you can relive it, Jim.
You know what we should also do is we should also let the Patreons choose bonus matches that we should watch exclusively for them, get their feedback, and give them the content that they want. And just let them go right to the front of the line as far as what bonus matches on YouTube or the network. We'll just pop those in and do this.
Okay. It's all here for you. It's at patreon.com/waybackplayback. Expect everything. We would like to thank Gregoire Lourmet for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, musicuee-epique.com. Okay, so what happened next after this? Well, the next night was June 13th, and you had to have Monday Night Raw live from Binghamton, New York, in front of a sellout crowd of 3,300. That's a smaller building. Let's see, they taped Sunday Night Heat, the Raw Tag Team Champions of Hurricane Helms and Rosie, the superheroes, defeated the Heartthrobs from OVW, Antonio Thomas and Romeo Roselli. Meanwhile, they had a live Raw. On the live Raw, the Intercontinental Champion Muhammad Hassan defeats Shelton Benjamin by disqualification when guest referee Steve Austin kicks Muhammad Hassan in the head. So that was nice. And in the main event, it was the team of WWE Champion John Cena and Chris Jericho defeating Christian and Tyson Tomko. And after the match, Chris Jericho turned on John Cena. Dun, dun, dun. And the special dark match for everybody who stayed after the tapings, World Heavyweight Champion Dave Batista defeated Triple H. TNA had Slammiversary the next Sunday, June 19th. Christopher Daniels, the X Division Champion, defeated Chris Sabin and Matt Bentley in a three-way dance. And in the main event, Raven won the King of the Mountain match to capture the NWA World Heavyweight title. So, a big moment for Raven. All right. There we go, Jim. Now we get to the part of what happens next, and what happens next is up to you, people. We're about to put the vote up, but the poll will go up on my Twitter account at RealPatMcNeil, and Jim will of course retweet it. And now we just got to figure out what everybody's going to be voting for. And I guess Jim, we'll start out with our choice from the listeners. And I try to pick something appropriate. And the one I thought that was most appropriate is next month. I mean, our next show is going to be the first Sunday of July, Independence Day weekend. So somebody picked Bash at the Beach 1996, which took place on July 7th, 1996, and is one of the most historically significant shows in WCW history, and one that we've never done. On that show, it is Conan defending the U.S. title against Ric Flair. And in the main event, it will be the team of Sting, Lex Luger, and Randy Savage against Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and a mystery partner. So if you want that, that will be one of the options. Now, Jim, are you ready to go next, or you want me to go?
I can go next. What do you want to do?
Well, I acknowledge that, maybe the Bash of the Beach is going to win, but I'm going to pick something I want anyway. And right in line with the Bash of the Beach is the Great American Bash. And one of the good things about the network is we have a couple of shows, Great American Bash shows, we didn't have before. Like the Great American Bash from Charlotte Memorial Stadium, July 5th, 1986, in front of 23,000 people, with a double steel cage main event, Jim. It was, I think it's nice that when you have all of this speaking out stuff going on, that we get to pick a main event with people who are totally respectful towards women. So the main event for the NWA World title, Ric Flair defending against Ricky Morton in a steel cage. And the other steel cage match, a mixed tag, the team of Bobby Eaton, Dennis Condrey, and Jim Cornette taking on Dusty Rhodes, Magnum T.A., and Baby Doll.
So, an excellent choice.
Yeah.
It just makes that sad. So in this time, outside and not an enclosed arena, so maybe a safe space this time. Also a bonus, a young Dustin Runnels is driving the golf cart for a talent during the show. There's a lot of cool things on this show. I'm a big fan of this. Excellent choice.
Well, thank you. And I'd like to say our listeners, excellent choice to them. And now it's time for Jim's choice, I think.
I was going to go with one of those as well.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
Like I I'm not sorry at all. It's like I don't want to dilute it because I want one of those because it's so awesome. I'll just do this. I want one of the outdoor Crockett shows. I was either going to pick the Charlotte or the Greensboro one, which is Dusty Flair and Kate. But I don't want to dilute. It's like I don't want to pick anything, to be honest, because I don't want to. Is there something terrible that I can pick?
Oh my gosh! I'm this is the WWE Network. I'm almost certain there's something terrible you can pick.
There's something terrible.
Yeah. Let's go through the options here. Or if you go ahead. I trust your judgment, Jim. As do our listeners. Right, listeners? Let's see here. Oh, my God.
All right. Let's do 205. It's Batista and Bradshaw, and it's also Muhammad Hassan. So don't vote for that. It's awful. Vote for Dusty over the Crockett one, or vote for 96. One of the two. Don't vote for my choice. I'm specifically choosing something not to vote for. Don't vote for it.
Okay, so what? I'm sorry. What was the choice again?
Great American Bash 05. I just grabbed one.
Great American Bash 05. Okay, I think that works for us. Yeah. Well, they had Batista and JBL. There you go. The perfect follow-up. All right. So now, obviously, we go to the randomizer, and everybody loves the randomizer, or at least they're willing to pretend to it. So we're going to give the we have just literally a few thousand shows to choose from. So we'll give the wheel a big spin, and vowels worth nothing, consonants worth 250. SmackDown, World Class, WCW, WWF Primetime, Mid-Atlantic Wrestling, and we stop at ECW Hardcore TV. Well, okay. It is ECW Hardcore TV, Jim, from August 22nd, 1995, and not a bad show by any stretch of the imagination. It'll be a Singapore cane match between Mikey Whipwreck and the Sandman, and in the other big main event of that hour, a six-man tag, Jim, with the team of Eddie Guerrero and the Steiner Brothers taking on the team of Dean Malenko, Too Cold Scorpio, and Cactus Jack. Yeah, that might not suck. So some incredible choices here, I'm going to say. And obviously you should get on Twitter. I'm at RealPatMcNeil. He's at Jim Valley. And somewhere there will be a vote, and we want you to get to it so that I think we're going to be okay, Jim. I think we're going to get something that we enjoy for the month of July.
We might just make it after all.
Yes, and if you'd like to know more about Devon Dudley, Bubba Ray Dudley, the Sandman, Tommy Dreamer, or the Blue Meanie, please go ahead and visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, or Wrestling Observer. If your local library is open, maybe you visit the library app, but whatever you do, for the love of God, wear a mask. Jim?
Yeah, stay safe. Let's get this down and get people back to work, get the economy going again, and, let's do it for everybody and for public health, for your personal health, for your economic health. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. As I throw my beret up in the air, we are going to make it after all. Cue the meow cat. But anyway, vote for the Great American Bash 86 or 96. Don't vote for the other two because the other two suck. Do the Crockett one. Trust me, it's much, much better. It'll be super fun. Anyway, same way back time, same playback channel.
And don't forget, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review for us over on iTunes or Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It doesn't matter which. Until then, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, and next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.